From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama seeks congressional backing of military action against the Islamic State group. President Obama is asking Congress to formally authorize the use of military force in the conflict against the Islamic State terror group. Speaking at the White House Wednesday, Mr. Obama outlined the goals of the proposal.
A systemic and sustained campaign of airstrikes against ISIL in Iraq and Syria. Support and training for local forces on the ground, including the moderate Syrian opposition. Preventing ISIL attacks in the region and beyond, including by foreign terrorist fighters who try to threaten our countries. Regional and international support for an inclusive Iraqi government. Humanitarian assistance for the innocent civilians of Iraq and Syria who are suffering so terribly under ISIL's reign of horror.
The president said the request will not become an authorization for another ground war with a large commitment of ground forces. He said the authorization would allow him to deploy special forces, it would limit operations to 3 years, and bar troops from what it terms enduring offensive ground combat. The UN Refugee Agency says at least 300 migrants are missing and likely dead after they tried to cross the Mediterranean Sea in inflatable boats. In a separate tragedy announced Tuesday, Italian authorities said at least 29 African migrants died of hypothermia trying to cross the Mediterranean from Libya. The UNHCR says the Italian Coast Guard brought 110 survivors to safety on the Italian island of Lampedusa, about 100 kilometers from the African mainland and a major destination for illegal migrants trying to get to Europe. A record 170,000 crossed the Mediterranean in 2014, one quarter of them fleeing the violence in Syria. More than 3,000 others died attempting that journey. This is VOA News. President Obama Wednesday announced a withdrawal of most American forces sent to West Africa to combat the Ebola epidemic. He said all but 100 of the original deployment of 3,000 troops will return home by April 30th.
Last fall, we saw between 800 and 1,000 new cases a week. Today we're seeing between 100 and 150 cases a week, a drop of more than 80%. Liberia's seen the best progress. Sierra Leone is moving in the right direction. Guinea has the longest way left to go. Our focus now is getting to zero.
Mr. Obama said the U.S. effort is entering a new phase of expanding a civilian aid, scientific, and health response in West Africa. The World Health Organization says the number of Ebola cases is on the rise for a second week, nearly doubling in Guinea. The region recorded 144 new cases. In the week ending February 8th, nearly 9,200 have died of the virus. Meanwhile, the International Red Cross and Red Crescent Wednesday denounced attacks on its volunteers. The latest attack involving two burial workers beaten Sunday by a mob in the western Guinean town of Forakaria. Liberia's education ministry announced a further postponement of reopening of schools closed 6 months ago to contain the virus. Schools that were to reopen Monday will remain closed until March 2nd. Houthi rebels in Yemen's capital have seized U.S. embassy vehicles after U.S. diplomats left the country following the embassy's closure. The U.S., Britain, and France all announced closures of their embassies because of deteriorating security conditions. U.S. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki Wednesday said embassy staff are returning to Washington. She hopes the embassy will be able to resume operations soon.
We remain strongly committed to supporting the Yemeni people and will explore options for a return to Sana'a as soon as the situation on the ground improves.
Houthi Shia rebels forced President Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi and his cabinet to resign. Last week, they dissolved parliament and established a new presidential council to run the country's affairs. Leaders of Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany extended marathon talks aimed at a ceasefire deal in Ukraine well into Thursday morning without any public sign of a breakthrough. The summit in Minsk was arranged after Germany and France proposed to Russia a peace plan. The summit is taking place against the backdrop of intense fighting in the eastern Ukraine, where Russian speaking is dominant. Witnesses some of the most intense and deadly combat yet seen in the 10-month conflict. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko threatens to impose martial law if there is a further escalation of the conflict. Human Rights Watch says soldiers of the Sudanese army raped dozens of women and girls in the Darfur town of Tabit in late October and has called for an international investigation into what it says is a crime against humanity. The rights group Wednesday issued a 48-page report challenging repeated denials by Khartoum that a mass rape occurred. Sudan has refused to allow UN African Union peacekeepers in to look at the allegations. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.